Hey everybody, welcome to Family Game Night, Volume 8, Episode 9. I'm Clint Prentice.
I'm Evan Tognati.
I'm Matthew Maluski.
And I'm Ryan McGinley.
Previously on Family Game Night.
One of the boards snaps, and you see a blue glitchy ghost stick its head through. It starts repeating something.
You need to go to the office.
What office?
You need to go to the office.
Ghost, can you reveal any more information?
Did it die? No, that's just what the ghost says. Sasha and Aaron, is there anything you'd like to do?
I mean, I would.
I'm still resting. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
You know, I want to go home. I don't want to be here anymore.
Where's home for you?
I don't fucking know. That's the terrifying thing, but I want to be there and not here, because everything is terrifying. All the people I know are crazy, and they're awful. Sometimes it feels like you all just forget about me, like I'm not even here. Gail takes the matchbook, and she, like, hops over the bar. And in doing so, she, like, kicks up her legs and sort of, like, knocks Grody to the ground. While she is doing that, she's reaching out with her hand toward the bar, and she picks up a bottle of alcohol, which she proceeds to throw against one of the boarded-up windows, lights a match, and tosses it on the alcohol-stained wood.
Wait, Gail, what are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing. Nothing matters. There are ghosts. Ghosts! You know how unlikely it would be that I'd run into ghosts, like, 3 days after getting out of my 25-year underground city prison?
It wasn't a prison!
She slowly walks up the stairs as the fire begins to spread.
Evan, take it away.
Alright. Matthew.
Yeah,
slash
hey.
Sasha.
What's up?
You hear a knocking on your door.
A rap-tap-tapping?
Hello? Who's there?
It's me, Gail.
Alright, I open the door quickly and let her in and then shut it. What's happening?
What's the rush?
Hey, I don't know. Thought it was like a ghost dealio. I don't know. What's going on? What's going on?
Ghost dealio. Nothing, I just kind of wanted to sleep up here.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Alright, well... Yeah, I mean, it's only one bed in here, but, you know, you can have the floor.
Nice.
That's fine.
I can sleep on the
floor. If you want to sleep on the bed, it's fine. I'm just really hoggy with
the
covers.
I can sleep. Sasha, you always do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sleep on the floor.
All right.
It's fine.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Ryan.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're under your bed, as I recall, is that correct?
Yes, that is where I slept.
Okay. You're under your bed, and you start, so you're sort of pressed up against the floor.
Uh-huh.
As you would be if you were under your bed.
Yeah.
And you distinctly feel the ground beneath you start to heat up in a way that is, like, concerning.
Okay. I crawl out from underneath the bed.
Okay, you crawl out from underneath the bed. You feel like the room, in general, is getting a little bit toasty.
Hmm.
You don't really know why. You don't see anything, but your door is closed, and your windows are all boarded up, so.
I peek out my door.
You peek out your door, so you open it?
Yeah, slightly.
Like, slightly to peek.
Yeah.
Okay, you open it slightly to peek, and you see that, basically over the balcony on the... Because, you know, you're sort of up these stairs, right?
Yeah.
Where the rooms are. Yep. You sort of peek over it to the bar in the lobby, and, you see that the walls of the bar are on fire.
Whoa!
Wow. That was some surprise!
Hey now! Whoa!
Check a fire!
Well, I'm a little drowsy. I just woke up. So.
Right. Right.
Are all four of the walls on fire?
Right now, it's just the wall with the door. The door wall.
Mm-hmm.
and it's spreading, but it hasn't covered, like, the back wall where you are.
Okay, that's not good.
If that makes sense. What's your
is there a cellar? Is there a, where's Grody? Do I see Grody?
Well, let me roll and see if you see Grody. You see Grody lying on the ground. He seems unconscious.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Gale
leapt over the bar and kicked him.
All right.
I run up to Grody and, like, slap him a little bit to try to wake him up.
Okay. So, Clint / CK, I believe you're still just by the bar while this is happening.
Yeah.
So you see Aaron run down and move over to Grody and start slapping him.
I don't know what happened.
Gale, up, Grody.
Is there a problem today or something?
No.
Everybody's being real sleepy.
Stop slapping him. Stop slapping him. He got knocked out by Gale.
Well, why did she do that?
I don't know. She got fed up with some sort of question that I was asking, and then she lit this place on fire and kicked Grody and then ran upstairs. Said she was going to bed or something.
I searched Grody for keys.
Okay. Should we find on him a key?
Should we go tell Sasha what's going on? This place is burning down.
You go do that. I'm going to try to find, like, a cellar or something.
All right.
So, yeah, you find a key ring on Grody.
I take the key ring and look for a cellar.
Okay, you do that. So I'll track with you, CK. You're going up to see Sasha. Sasha, you're getting back into bed, and Gale's on the floor, and then...
Mm-hmm.
Pound, 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 pound. No, it's a bigger... It's like that.
Again? I stumble on my bed and open the
Sasha,
door.
Sasha! Sasha!
What?
The place is burning down.
What?
Yes, Gale went crazy and lit a fire.
Gale's in here.
What?
Yeah, she said she was tired, and, you know, she accepted the floor, and I was like, okay. But, I mean, if you want to sleep in the other side of the
bed,
Sasha,
I think you need to step away from her right now.
Gale sits up and rubs her eyes.
Gale, come on, we gotta get out of here. I don't know what, you know, if you started this or whatever, but, you know, we gotta get you safe, and so.
Oh, yeah, I started it. I started the fire.
Okay, that was irresponsible, obviously, but I've known you for a long time, so I can give you a good tongue lashing later. So
what?
That's a phrase. Right?
That's where you
yell at someone. Okay,
yeah,
you guys want to be gross.
I mean, there's yelling involved, certainly. Okay, sure. I will join you.
All right, good.
So you're looking for a
cellar.
Hold on,
can I just go on Urban Dictionary real quick?
you're looking for a cellar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you find one. It's behind the bar. It's actually under Grody. You have to move him.
I throw Grody over my shoulder and open the cellar door.
You do that. You do all of that. The cellar leads down.
As cellars do. I go in.
Okay. Just without them?
Well, I mean, I'm probably going to put Grody down and go back for him.
Oh, all right. You walk down, and you're in, like, a sort of hollowed-out cave area. There's a lot of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lanterns sort of on the side of the cave walls that are extending off underground for a little ways. Okay. So do you want to set Grody down, or...
I set Grody down by, like, one of the nearest, like, lit lantern lamp things.
Okay.
And then I go back off upstairs to, get the group.
Okay. So you three, Gale mm-hmm. and you two, have left the room, you're walking down the stairs, and you see Ryan pop up, Aaron pop up out of the, out of a cellar door... Which is the most beautiful phrase in the English language. As it turns out, cellar door.
Oh, good. You found a cellar. Let's go. Let's get out of this fire.
Yeah, let's get going out of this fire. Come on, guys. We're going to burn down.
Like
I mean, I'd sort of like to get out of here entirely if it weren't for the ghost thing. So, you know, good idea.
The ghosts seem to just, like, go away or something. I don't know what happened.
Do they?
No, did they?
They're still outside.
That's not
true.
Still outside? The ghosts are still banging.
I don't know. They told me to go to the office, and then they ran away. I don't.
I'm going to veer on the side of caution here, and stay inside the burning building.
Hold on. To clarify what happened, they said go to the office when one of them broke through, and then Grody beat them back and put up another board. That's all that happened. They're still out there.
Yeah. So let's go. Let's get in the cellar.
Okay.
Alright.
You all get into the cellar.
Mm-hmm.
And does one of you close the door?
I do.
I do. Okay.
I do.
Let's do it together.
Alright.
I mean,
one, two, three, slam.
I lock it from the inside if I can.
Why?
Okay, well, in your effort to lock it from the inside, you realize that there does not appear to be a way to open it from the inside.
Okay, that's fine.
We'll just,
maybe, like, pushing
it. Is it made of void?
Like, if you just push it, then it would come up, right?
There's a latch, like, lock on the outside of it.
Oh.
What is the cellar...
Like a door.
Yeah, what's the cellar door made out of?
Wood.
It's made out of wood.
Okay, we can just
wood.
Punch out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just take a bit.
Yeah. You could always just punch out of it, you know. Yeah.
Anyway.
So what do you guys want to do?
So here we are, back in a cave.
I pick Grody back up. And you were never in a cave.
Okay.
Mr. Casino.
I was in a cave for a little bit.
Alright.
You were in a... You were in a cave-ish place. You were in that, what was it? Yeah, that tunnel that ran between the hotel and the market.
Store.
Or the item shop.
Yeah, you know what it's like.
Mm-hmm. You've lived the
yeah,
life,
you know
man.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long time. It was like 26 years ago.
Gale, please, you lit the place on fire. Could you just, like, stop talking for a second?
I'm not talking. This is her. I'm me. I'm Evan. She was not talking.
I put Grody over my shoulder and walk the length of the tunnel, the cellar, wherever it leads.
It leads to a general store.
I kill the owner.
All right.
I guess we're trapped here for 25 years.
You start walking, and you keep walking. How long do you want to walk?
I mean...
There must be an end to this thing. Like, let's just keep going.
Yeah, let's just
like,
go.
It's a just thing keep... underneath a hotel, like...
Okay, well, I'll give you some time benchmarks.
Okay.
And you can tell me if you want to keep walking or not.
Mm-hmm.
15 minutes.
Yes.
Yes.
No. I mean, yes, keep walking.
Guys, this is
I misunderstood the question at its most base form.
Alright, Evan, if you want to play chicken, we'll play chicken.
I don't think you know what chicken is. 30 minutes.
Keep walking.
Well, keep walking, but cut to, boy, this sure is a long tunnel.
Yeah.
I know, right?
This is like an absurdly
Two
long
hours.
Tunnel.
2 hours?
2 hours.
I put Grody down, but I keep walking.
I'll pick Grody
so, up. So your response to walking 2 hours through this cave is, this is probably going to pan out, but we should just leave Grody to die.
No, my response to this is, this man has been unconscious for 2 hours. He's probably dead. I'm going to...
What?
Wow. That's pretty cruel.
I
pretty harsh shit, right?
I checked
there.
Grody for a pulse.
He has a pulse.
All right, I'm picking him back
up. He has a strong, steady pulse. He's not awake!
I'm picking him up.
Okay.
And as we walk, Gale, why did you set the place on fire?
Just kind of tired, you know?
Tired of what?
You know, treated like I'm treated. Second-class citizen.
No, that's never... I don't... Whatever.
Gale, this is Gale's time to express her mind. Because God knows we've got a while to go, probably.
I'm not asking for time to express my mind. I feel like actions speak louder than words.
That's true. You did fuck us over.
As a journalist, actions do speak louder than words.
I mean, the pen is mightier than the sword, but that doesn't mean that actions don't speak louder than words, CK. Like, if you stabbed somebody with a pen, that's like as good as it gets.
Nah.
I'm gonna stop talking now.
Wait, but Gale. What do you mean by second class citizen?
It's just, you know, I just roll around, people treat me like I'm not even here.
Alright, well,
you know, I just do
I'd recommend,
whatever
like,
you wanna do.
Hey, you never pipe up, Gale. Like, you wanna...
No, wait, hold
on. Yeah, you don't give me a lot of room to breathe, you know?
You've all got your stuff.
That line of questioning is what led her to burning down the place to begin with. So maybe we...
Well, what's she gonna do in a tunnel?
I don't know. Collapse it?
We can find, if it comes down to the worst, we'll find if the pen is really mightier than the sword, okay? We're fine. Gale's not gonna do shit.
Gale, look, we'll let you decide. Do you want to keep walking, or do you think we should go back?
Yeah. Gale, what do you think?
I mean, I don't
know.
Yeah,
Gale, what do you think?
You're sort of asking me to make decisions. Am I most nihilistic? That's not...
Alright, you see, this is what we're talking about, Gale. You're always like, I want to make decisions, but then you never make decisions.
You're always like
antagonistic to Gale.
You're
guys,
always like that.
Guys, we're getting tunnel fever.
You have a repeated pattern.
I would like to point out that that has not once happened. I have always just sort of gone along with what you people want, because like I said, you all have your things. Like, you're a crazy robot lady. And you were blind, but now you're not. And you love gambling. I don't have anything.
Gale, you write. You're a journalist. Like, that's a thing.
Yeah, I was a journalist because there was nothing else to fucking do. I was supposed to be the goddamn guide on the way to killing all of the dwellers. And that never happened, did it?
Well,
you only killed one.
You got to be something better than that, Gale. You got to be our friend.
I don't
know. Fuck you.
That's not...
I didn't get to be something better than that.
Listen, Gale.
What?
We found ourselves in a position to, once again, go after these dwellers. We've killed one out of, what, four?
Yeah, I know. I know we're in a position where we could,
now,
but we don't.
So now... Okay, Gale. So now... As our guide, you can help us destroy the others.
No, I can't help you, because now it's the crazy 25 years later world. And I don't know anything. I don't know this new CK. I don't know this tent town.
Just,
I don't know about
I'm,
tent six
I'm
and
the
mushrooms.
Exact same CK you've always known.
No, you're Bob.
I'm not
She's
talking
about
CK. You. God. Nobody gets it. You're all phonies.
Alright, Gale. Well, look, lighting a building on fire isn't going to solve anything. Like, you just gotta absorb things,
well,
and then
hold on.
You'll become
yeah,
as big an expert as you used to be.
Either.
Hold on, Gale.
We're in free fall. We're in free fall here, Sasha. I didn't change anything. It's okay. Just instead of spending the night in the ghost hotel, we're spending a night in the endless spooky tunnel.
Okay. Yeah, and you know what, Gale?
That's
I'd rather
it.
Be sleeping.
Hold on. Gale, you lit the place on fire, and then you went to sleep. Were you planning on just dying? Just killing all of us?
I didn't really think past that part.
We all had some drinks before going to bed.
See, look, if I sound a little touchy, it's because I'm worried that you might have killed me. So that's why I might be a little touchy right now. But...
What?
Well,
what does
you
that
burned,
mean?
You burned down. You started burning down a hotel. Then you came to my room and said, "All right, I'm going to go to bed now. I guess, this, you know, we could have died. I mean, that might have happened. Like, you didn't
okay,
tell me it was
that
burning.
That makes sense. The question you first proposed did not make any sense. You said, okay. I'm worried that you killed me, as if you were worried that you were
going to. No, I meant going to kill me.
What if we are all ghosts?
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
Fair complaint.
So, we're at a crossroads of sorts.
No, this is just a straight tunnel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but there's still two directions we can go.
Yeah, we're going to keep going to one we've been going.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's got to be an end to this thing.
There's no such thing as a tunnel that leads to nowhere. Tunnels always lead somewhere.
Yeah. In this world of gods and deities and ghosts, I'm sure this tunnel will eventually stop.
Yeah.
I mean, are lanterns still adorning the walls?
Yep.
Then yeah, keep going.
We're fine.
All right.
If
but
the lanterns weren't there, maybe something would be afoot.
Can I like slap Grody a couple times, see if he wakes up?
He does not wake up.
All right, I'm going to keep on carrying this guy because he's still alive.
You know, I could carry him. We could just take turns.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Gale, absolutely. Do you want to carry him?
No.
Okay. We'll carry him then.
It seems entirely reasonable that the robot lady should carry him before the normal lady.
Okay. If you just want to help out, you know.
No, stop. Just, let's just.
The issue.
Let's
the,
just walk
no,
inside.
Hold on. Hold on. The issue is not that I can't help out, it's that there's no reason for me to help out, because I'm surrounded by three-dimensional people with superpowers.
What? We have superpowers?
She's a robot!
I don't have superpowers!
Yeah, he has the power to lose
like
a bunch of money, am I right?
I have not lost a game since that. Well, I lost the one hand that I played against myself, but that was it.
You only kept winning because you were the house.
And before that, think back, 25 years ago, who got us some hats
no,
and beef
I don't
jerky?
Want to think back 25 years ago. I don't want to do any of this. I'm sick of getting caught up in your own petty bullshit.
I got three hats and a bunch of beef jerky.
I had one goal, which was to help you kill the dwellers. It's 25 years later, and only one of them's dead.
Well,
does that sound like progress?
No,
at this rate, I'll be dead before they are.
I mean, it just, like, it seems like you weren't really all that good at your job.
Whoa, hey.
What?
That
no,
was
no,
out
no,
of line.
No, no, no.
I start walking faster
if her
than
job,
the group.
If her job is to guide us to killing the dwellers and then just decided, well, I'm going to throw my hands up and not say anything, like, you kind of dropped the ball there, didn't
you? Know
you?
What would have helped, like, the guide help us get to the dwellers? If we weren't under a casino for 25 years without anybody looking outside.
Yeah, I think that would have helped. I think that would have made Gale's information a little more relevant.
Hey man, nobody stood up and did anything about it. I just did what was best at the time, and guess what? We're all still alive.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I just walk.
We either could have A, been alive, or B, waited 25 years in the same place and then been alive. So, I see
Gale,
how your plan was
that,
better.
That
Gale,
smoke was weird. We all know it.
Gale punches CK in the head and he hits the ground.
Is he unconscious?
No.
No.
Okay.
You don't get to say no.
Can I offer Gale a high five with a face that's like, friendship?
She turns it down and keeps walking.
I'm gonna like keep holding up as like, you're leaving me hanging.
It does not seem to faze her.
Leave me, alright. That was funny though. Keep walking.
All right, you all keep walking and walking and walking. I'd say you probably walk for about 5 hours in total.
Okay.
Until you reach the end of the tunnel.
Hey!
Which is... Well, it's the end of a tunnel.
Is it just like a wall?
Yeah, it's like the tunnel it ends.
Oh, okay, that was really disappointing.
Is there a door?
No. It's like, you know what the tunnel's made of?
Dirt?
It's like, that's in front of you, like it ends.
I turn around and walk that way.
I don't think that that's really...
Wait.
All yeah. this way.
Okay. Well, yep. Hold on, just 1 second. I'm gonna... can I put my face against... Not my face forward onto the dirt, but like my
you
ear against the dirt.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Okay, I want to punch the dirt wall.
Okay. Is it hollow?
It is not hollow. The layers of dirt on the outside are obfuscating the layers of stone on the inside. And it doesn't really hurt because your arms are robotic, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might have if they weren't.
Oh, it definitely would have if they weren't.
Okay,
look, guys, we all knew that there was a significant chance when we started walking this tunnel
no,
that
we
it would
didn't.
Just end.
No, we didn't.
In not a tunnel.
None of us
wait,
especially
wait.
You.
What if we just tried digging up for a little bit?
With what?
Just
with our hands.
Yeah, I mean, have we gone down any? Did we notice like slopes?
No, yeah. It's flat. It's all been right. entirely flat. At this point, Gail has she's sitting down by like the wall at the end of the tunnel, and she's sort of like tucking her legs up to her chest.
Can we all reach the ceiling? Like, yes. Haven't been stooping. Ooh, we've been stooping down for a while.
Like you have these powerful legs.
Haven't been stooping
arms.
Down. Yes, if you stretch your arm up, you can reach the ceiling.
Like enough to like kind of try digging it a little bit.
Why don't I hold you up and you try like digging at it with your metal arms and see if we can reach the top?
You don't
can
need
I ask
to do
you
that.
Something?
They can...
Before we start digging up, can I ask you something?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Say we surface.
Yeah,
and we're 5 hours walking distance away from town.
Yeah.
What's the difference between us just walking the tunnel back and walking that distance back?
Fresh air.
Yeah.
At the expense
there might be something.
There might be like a store, like some beef jerky or something.
Hey, like people don't look. Let's be real. The people in like. Tent town or whatever the fuck, like they don't know what the hell is going on.
But
we could pop out and it could be like good old Gladrock, you know.
But
like,
if there was something above us, and the tunnel ends exactly here, why wouldn't there be like a way to get up?
Maybe they're hiding it for some reason.
Maybe they forgot.
Yeah. Maybe they got this far and decided, you know what? We don't want this tunnel to go in this awesome pool that we have here.
I wouldn't like
down.
It to be a pool.
No, it's like a pool, like a couple yards away. It's just like here's a way to get to the pool.
I sit down next to Gail.
Hey, it's worth a shot, okay? If it fails, we can just walk back.
Yeah,
we got exercise.
Yeah,
we're fine.
Gail turns to you, Aaron, and throws up her fist as gesturing to you to play rock paper scissors.
Okay, I play rock paper scissors with her.
All right, Sasha, you ready?
Yeah. I'm digging.
You beat her at rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, well, let's keep playing. We got time.
Okay. So I'm going to say you have time for 800 more.
Hey, that's pretty good.
I'm just going to narrow this down into a single D20 roll. You beat her thoroughly.
Okay.
Actually, to the point where you feel a little bit bad about it.
Well, after I get to the point where I feel a little bit bad, can I, start trying to let her win?
Yeah, it doesn't work. That's not how rock, paper, scissors works.
Hey, you can get better rock, paper, scissors.
In fact, it makes you feel worse because you're trying to, really aggressively signal what you're gonna throw before you throw, but she's too, demoralized to pick up on any of the cues.
I just want to I want to also look defeated as I, continue to beat her.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So eventually, after all the digging and the clawing with your metal goddamned arms,
mm-hmm.
you burst out the top.
What do I see? What do I see?
Green fog.
Well, the light is blinding. The light is blinding.
Ah!
But after...
I should have gone up there.
Now you're blind.
Ah!
And
here's,
then,
here's some glasses.
Aaron, your arms get cut off.
And I stay the same.
And you stay the same. Once it evens out, though, once it gets a little bit less harsh, you see that you are sort of at this, like, direct crossing point between what appears to just be an open, sunny field and a very weirdly overcast and rainy forest.
Okay. Hey, we're in kind of like a forest dealio.
What do you say, you guys? Let's go up to the surface? Let's go up to the surface.
Gail, which old one was in the forest?
That was Rogog.
See, thank you, Gail. Come on.
Don't be patronizing, please.
I wasn't being patronizing. I genuinely appreciate it. I wouldn't have remembered that.
I throw Grody out of the hole in the tunnel.
Like I throw no, him I'll, into the... We can do this without hurting him.
let's toss that piece of shit
intent.
Out of here.
Yeah. You seem pretty intent upon killing this guy. Through negligence more than, like, malevolence. Alright, well, you all climb out of the hole. And Gail climbs out last. And by the time you climb out, you all start to feel a little bit drowsy.
Okay.
Like, okay. A little bit drowsy is a bit of an understatement. You feel a lot drowsy.
Well, and, I'm going to try going back into the hole.
Matthew, this is story time, not I'm going to go back into the hole time. Listen.
Okay.
You all start to feel a lot drowsy, and you don't feel yourself necessarily fall asleep, but you do feel yourself sort of like, you know when you're really tired... And but your eyes are open. You just sort of zone out.
Yeah, it's happening right now.
And like it. Wow. Okay. I'll just leave. You know, some people describe like, oh, you know, I drove home late at night, and then when I got home, I just can't remember the drive, like that sort of thing. That's what happens for about. Well, both a very brief and very endless amount of time. You don't really have a great sense of time while this is happening.
This really doesn't exist.
Time doesn't exist.
Time doesn't exist.
There. It
but
doesn't
what
exist
you do have...
back in Haskelland or whatever.
For yep, that. Nailed it. what you do have a great sense of, the three of you... is as you sort of come out of this drowsy state, Gail is in front of you, and she looks extremely happy. She has a huge grin on her face.
Gail? What's going on?
She holds up her notebook, which has the list of the dwellers on it.
Oh, no, she's
the unknown
mute.
Dweller. Hastalik, Rogog, and Tarua. And she takes a pencil out of her ear. Not out of her ear, but, you know, it was resting on her ear.
Right, right.
And she takes the pencil and she scratches out the name of Rogog.
Wait,
and as this happens, you all feel extreme pride in the fact that you were able to conquer Rogog, the dweller who lived in the Blackest Forest.
Now,
what?
Now, Gail, might have zoned out for a bit. How'd we do this?
Oh man, it was so cool. I can't believe you guys zoned out. Like we went into the forest and then well you Sasha, like with your legs, like we saw it was this great big tree, and you like uprooted the tree with your arms and then started like kicking the roots out with your feet.
I didn't even know I could do that.
CK was like climbing up in the branches and like knocking shit down, and Aaron was seeing all of it.
Aaron was there, all seeing.
It was really amazing. It was even better than when we killed Hastalik.
Really? Because I don't really remember that either.
Yeah, we kind of just dove out, come to think of it, of, like, that place.
Well,
okay.
Do you guys think there's something weird about these dwellers? Because this is actually,
you
like,
all
the easiest...
feel extreme pride in okay. having killed the dwellers.
You know, okay. It feels good, though.
Yeah,
I don't exactly remember what I did, but it feels good.
It feels extremely good.
Listen, guys.
Yeah. I would even say it feels extremely, extremely good.
Listen, guys.
Well, I high five Gale.
Can we all high? Can we like group hug?
Mm-hmm.
Gale high fives back, and then you all group hug.
Oh, I didn't want to do that, but okay. I guess
okay,
the pride
well,
just took
group
over.
Hug.
So.
I mean, if you don't want a group hug, you don't have to group hug.
No, it's fine. The pride took over, man.
Okay. Pride took over.
Say, where's Grody?
Where's Grody? What do you mean, where's Grody? Says Gale.
We brought him out of the hole.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody named Grody.
Okay, well, you know. That's fine. He's gone.
Who's gone?
Well, let's not let this.
Oh
go
wait,
so
are you talking about? Are you talking about Grody with the tapioca pudding?
No,
Grody.
Because I think he's probably dead.
He's dead. He's definitely dead.
The innkeeper.
Yeah, he ran the tavern. He ran the tavern back 25 years ago. The hotel.
He had the ghost hotel.
Yeah, you remember the ghost?
Ghost hotel.
You let the hotel on fire.
How did?
That doesn't sound like something I'd do. I'm Gale.
Gale, how did we get here?
Yeah.
What?
How did we get
here?
What
do you mean?
How did we arrive in the forest?
We went through CK's portal like we did with the last one.
Oh.
Well.
Really starting to weird me out, you guys.
Okay. Gale, I don't mean to alarm you. What?
I was just saying, yeah, huh?
That's not... I don't know about you, Sasha, but that's not how we remember it. Like, we kind of went through a tunnel for, like, 5 hours. You played a bunch of rock, paper, scissors. We clawed through a tunnel.
Yeah.
And that's probably some side effect of the portal.
I can see that. Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Maybe all these portal things are, like, tests, you know? And then once we get done with them, you know, we don't really remember the getting into the portal.
Well,
we remember
the getting into the portal of the first one.
Yeah. Well, maybe this one was different, since also, this was, like, a different deity, you know? Yeah. Anything's possible.
Like, when would we have gone into the portal?
Yeah.
Last night. Because
you and
I
know.
We went last night.
Huh?
We went last night.
Right, last night, when the ghosts were overwhelming the town.
Once again, no ghosts. No ghosts.
Let's go back to town.
I guess.
Yeah.
Are we like on the same area of like where we came up from the tunnel? Or are we in a different
yes.
spot?
What
yes,
about that like
are.
Beautiful sunflower field or whatever it is?
What?
Yeah.
Why can't we like go there? It seems pretty and stuff.
You can. It's in front of you.
Wait, is a hole still there, like the hole from the tunnel?
No.
Oh.
No.
What if Gale sealed the hole?
Sasha, dig. Yeah. Dig where the hole was.
Dig where the hole was.
Alright, I start digging like a gopher.
Oh, it's very descriptive. You dig extra fast with your
golf,
metal
golf.
Arms.
Yeah.
What was that?
You dig well...
Do you think that's what gophers do?
Yeah, they're like Pokemon, you know? They just say their name.
You dig well past where you remember the top of the tunnel being,
mm-hmm.
and there is no tunnel.
Are you sure
yeah,
it wasn't...
See, maybe this is, this you, means Gale's right.
Are you sure it wasn't more to the right?
Fuck you. You can do that if you want. But, yeah. We'll just figure this out when we get back to town, you know? We'll see if that hotel burned down, you know? Then I'll prove it. One way or the other.
Yeah, sure.
As you're talking about this, a portal opens up, the return portal.
Oh, goody. Mm-hmm. Well.
Let's step on in.
Yeah, let's do it.
Bloop.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. CK's there.
Hey.
How'd the communion go?
They were great, you know? We had a great time.
Yeah. Played some rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, I get the impression you don't get company much, and, like, they were just really happy to see us, so, you know, we chat, and
yeah. Well, that's great.
But then they
that's
were like,
really good to hear.
Then they were like, you know what, let's not have company for a while.
Yeah, but they did say that we would inherit the Earth, so that's pretty cool.
I guess. Yeah. I guess they did say that.
Yeah.
Well, this really sounds like stuff that's not for my ears, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, we were just sharing, like, the least interesting bits.
Yeah, there was some more stuff, and you can't really...
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so incredible. I'm honestly, I'm just a little bit in awe, like, being here with you right now.
Hey, CK, is there, like, a hotel or someplace we could stay tonight? Because I know it's, like, a lot of tents.
Hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Grody's place.
Yes!
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, sure, you could go over there.
Oh, so everything's fine there? I
mean, what do you mean?
Okay, we'll share one piece of information that they gave us. They were telling us that there were maybe ghosts here.
Yeah.
Of some sort.
Ghosts.
Hey, don't laugh. This is what the dwellers told us, okay?
Hey, you're laughing at the dwellers?
Like, why
are
would you
laughing
do
at the dwellers right now?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sure it's true if the dwellers said. It's just that in popular skeptical mythos, ghosts don't exist.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We were skeptical, like, of course. Yeah.
They're invisible and such, so we can't see them.
Yeah, they aren't, like, glowing blue and telling you to go to the office or anything.
I go to the hotel.
Yeah, me too.
I stay and talk to CK for a little bit.
Okay, what do you want to talk to him about?
You know, CK, it's just, like, how do you go about ruling a town and them not, like, changing your name on you?
I don't understand the premise of the question. Elaborate.
I'm just saying that, like, you know, we used to be good buds, the people that I'm with and all, and then suddenly they just, you know, stopped calling me by my name.
Yeah.
It's
because they met me, right, and they thought it was confusing.
They thought it was confusing, and instead of, like, calling you, you know, like, CK2 or something like that, they just changed my name. Like, without even asking, like, what I would like to be called if I were to change my name.
You know, I'm not a therapist. Though, you know, my minor was in psychiatry. I find that in situations like this where, like, relationships crumble, generally there's, like, a point where things go bad. Can you think of anything like that? Like an action or a moment?
Like, it wasn't necessarily... It was a lot of... things that led up to... It was a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, it was like a 25-year moment.
Can you please...
You're walking to the hotel.
I know.
There were mistakes were made. Everyone... It got heated. And things had... Like,
I mean, what were the mistakes? I can't really help you unless you get specific.
All right, here. Let me lay it down for you.
Okay.
Green fog.
I'm gonna do that.
Green fog.
Okay, green fog.
Somebody collapsed, right? And
that
we were like...
sounds like a Hastalic.
Yeah. And we were like, well, maybe we shouldn't sit inside of this green fog, you know? You know what I mean?
I mean, if I had... if I were deigned important enough to sit within Hastalic, I feel like I would take the chance.
Right. So, anyway, the fog was inside of the tavern. And we were all sitting... in the tavern, like,
so was this
soaking...
tavern of, like, explicit mythological importance?
No, not really. Not really at all. It just sort of happened out of nowhere.
That's quite curious.
Yeah, and we were like, well, we can't go outside because it's dangerous out there. So, you know...
Did Hastalic want something from you?
It doesn't... You know, it's unclear at that point. We weren't really on speaking terms then.
It's possible Hastalic wanted something from you.
Like what?
I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there.
So
I'm
listen,
just spitballing, man.
So anyway, you know, we sealed up the tavern so that, you know, no dangerous things would occur. And
okay.
And
I'm having a little bit of trouble following the logic here, but that's fine. Continue.
Well, it's just that, you know, the danger was outside, and we wanted to be safe inside, so we sealed up the tavern.
Right, it sounds like the danger that you're describing was Hastalic.
Right. Anyway.
And Hastalic isn't a danger.
No, not at all.
Okay, so we're on the same terms.
So the danger!
Okay, did that help? Did that help at all?
Not really, because we didn't even get to the most important parts.
Where... I think you need to talk. I think this is a communication issue. I think you need to talk with your friends.
I mean, I was trying to down in the tunnel, you know? Not the tunnel.
What tunnel?
In the journey to the Rogog? Was that his name?
What, when you came here last night and jumped through the portal?
Yeah.
Where was there a tunnel? Are you speaking like a metaphorical tunnel?
It's a metaphorical tunnel, okay?
Okay.
And we were talking, like, trying to work through our issues. It was a real bottle episode of a tunnel. And then...
I don't know what that means.
Don't worry about it. And then suddenly, you know, we broke out of the tunnel and, you know, everything just went back to being at a point at which, like, they were all angry with me again. I thought we were working together.
So it's like you break out of the tunnel and you expect there to be, like, sunshine and fields, but actually it's just all dark and swampy.
A little bit, yeah. Like, it was like you cut a line down the middle. It was dark and swampy on one side and bright and sunny on the other.
Man, that's some deep shit right there.
Yeah. Anyway, you know,
I'll be honest, I sort of lost the thread on what help you want.
Maybe I'll just talk to them.
What do you want me to say?
Maybe I'll just talk to them.
I really think it's a communication issue.
Okay. You know what?
Yeah.
I'll apologize.
Yeah. And also, try to drill down on what the moment was where things changed. That might help. Like, really focus on that part.
It was just there were a lot of things that happened all at once.
It's fine. I'm just saying, you know, maybe view it in a big picture sense. Like, take the whole slice of however long it was, like a week or a year or 25.
25 years.
25. Really stumbled into it there, huh?
Yeah.
Just, like, look at that and try to figure out, you know, what they did wrong, what you did wrong, and how it can be resolved.
I mean, I really peacefully. Think that it all boiled down to miscommunication.
You know, I'll be very honest with you. I have a lot of meetings to get to today.
All right.
Just a busy bumblebee.
Can you do just one thing for me, CK?
Shoot.
Can you, whenever we say bye and I leave to go to the hotel, can you just call me by my name?
What? I heard, what is your name, Bob?
No. It's the same as yours. It's the exact same name as yours.
The Bridge to the Dwellers?
No. My name is C.K. Dexter Haven.
C.K. Okay, hi.
Alright,
see ya, C.K.
Thank you. I needed that.
Yeah.
I want to burst into the hotel.
All right, so you're walking to the hotel. Yep. The two of you are walking to the hotel.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk outside, and
well,
it's
is Gale with
tavern.
Us?
Gale is with you.
Okay.
She's very sunny. She's, practically skipping.
Yeah, I just don't want Gale to be forgotten.
No, that's fine. She's with you.
Okay.
And you walk inside, and Grody's there and a couple patrons. Hey there, what can I do's you for?
Hello, sir. I'm
do's
I'm Aaron.
You for?
I'm Aaron.
Hello. Hi, Aaron.
Sasha.
I'm Grody. Hello, nice Sasha. What are you, a robot?
No. Just robot-armed lady.
Oh, what about your legs?
Also robot leg lady. So, a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
So really,
you're
a human
torso. Woman. Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. And, hello, what's your name? Oh, yeah, I'm Gale. Hi, Gale. I am Grody. What can I do with you for?
Something. We like a room. We're sort of the, people that speak to dwellers around here. You know, we're kind of a big deal.
Well, I'd hope the three of you are I hope the three of you are married if you all want room.
Well, three rooms is what we mean. I'd like a room to myself, and Gail would like a room to herself, and CK.
Do you have a cellar?
Hmm? No.
You don't have a cellar?
Nope. We've got a storage room back there.
You don't
have
any, like, basement?
Beef jerky.
Type cellar?
No.
I'd just like to know the layout of any place I'm staying the night. I'm sorry.
It's honestly a little off-putting and obtrusive, but...
Yeah, it's...
Customer's always right.
It's like a social thing that I've been trying to work on. I'm sorry. But, you know...
Well, at least you're self-aware about it. Step to recovery is admitting that you have a problem.
Yeah, ever since that night I spent in Tent 6, I just always like to be aware of where I am, the layout, and whatnot.
Tent 6?
Yeah. See ya!
Tent 6 burned down.
What do you mean, see ya? Where do you go? You
just walk in circles. I walk out the front door.
Okay.
I'd like a room still.
Oh, yeah, sure. And do you want a room too, miss? Gail's like, well, you know, I guess I could get a room. That seems like a waste of money, though. Could I just maybe stay in your room, Sasha?
I mean... You know, no problem with me. Just to let you know, though. I mean, you can sleep in the bed with me, but I'm a cover hog when I sleep, so...
I wasn't planning on it, actually.
That was just an offer. Yeah. If you'd like to sleep on the floor, you're totally welcome.
I was definitely going to do that. Sleep on the floor.
It's platonic. Guys. I'm going to give you guys a good tongue lashing on that.
And that's the end of the episode.